I think, in fact, NCTC probably said it best recently that the, well, the ideological center of the Al-Qaeda movement, I think, still remains in the Fatah. The operational locus and the locus for operational planning has dispersed. There are some five different franchises at least, and in 12 countries that this movement has morphed into, and we see sort of chapters of it, of course, in Yemen, Somalia, in North Africa, in Syria, et cetera. And many of these movements, while essentially locally focused, probably the most, still I think the most prominent one that has a external focus and specifically on the homeland remains AQAP, which I think we still continue to view as, of all the franchises, the one that has the most, poses the most immediate threat to, for a potential attack on the homeland. The probability of attack now compared to 2001 is, at least for me, is a very hard question to answer because, principally because this very dispersion and diffusion of the threat, whereas we're very, very focused initially in the, particularly in that time period on Al-Qaeda core. Now we are facing a much more dispersed threat. What we spoke about before in Syria, what's going on there is a, in maybe some respects, a new Fatah for us. And what's going on there and the attraction of these foreign fighters is very, very worrisome. Aspirationally, Al-Nusra Front, to name one, does have aspirations for attacks on the homeland. So I can't say that the threat is any less. I think our ability to discern it is much improved over what it was in the early part of the 2000 period. So I think that this dispersion and decentralization actually creates a different threat and a harder one to watch and detect because it's dispersion. It's clear as well that our collection capabilities are not as robust, perhaps, as they were, because the terrorists, and this is not specifically because of Snowden revelations, but generally have gotten smarter about how we go about our business and how we use tradecraft to detect them and to thwart them. As far as what impacts the changes that will accrue, hopefully we can, particularly with respect to 215 and the other tools that we have, that we can minimize the threat by as we make these modifications and alterations. But in general, this is big hand, little map. We are in total going certainly have less capacity than we had in the past, and that's occasioned by the changes we're going to make, as well as the significant budget cuts we're taking. And those two things together, as I alluded to in my oral statement, kind of the perfect storm that we're going to contend with. And the bottom line, at least for me, is that we're going to have to identify and go, be eyes wide open, I say we, all of us, about identifying risk and managing it. Let me turn to my colleagues.